Welcome to Everything Geekdom. I am your host, Trevor. A lot of shit has happened in this year of 2020, and this year has been absolute garbage for a lot of people. So I'm here to cover some of that garbage, which is passing away of two legendary, I believe at least, legendary people. One, Dennis O'Neill and Chadwick Boseman. So I'm going to cover their careers and all that good shizzly shit. So stay tuned, folks, and I'm going to start the theme song now. Ohioans, are you bored? Are you twiddling your thumbs at home? Are you like, man, I wish I could go somewhere with a bunch of friends, have a good time, chillax with a great atmosphere? Well, I've got news for you. Paul's Gamer Zone in Massillon, Ohio is open and ready to do business with you. And I say Paul's Gamer Zone because it is the best place to go to get friends involved, to get family involved, to hang out and just play games nonstop from 5 to midnight, not noon. Wow. But anyways, the phone number is 330-323-6789. They're located in Massillon, Ohio at 4304 Lincoln Way East. If you have not seen this or have not been here yet, been to Paul's Gamer Zone yet, I suggest you go. They have dozens of video games. More than dozens of video games. They have a library of video games, a library of video game systems and computers to play Fortnite, PUBG, VR, Nintendo, Xbox, PlayStation, old and new for all these systems. I suggest you go there. Paul is a great guy. He's a buddy of mine. He's a buddy of the family. He's a kind guy, and he makes sure that it's a, what he says, a quote-unquote second home for you, where you can bring your own systems, your own TV, and just have a huge-ass party. So I suggest you go there. Again, that is at 4304 Lincoln Way East in Massillon, Ohio. I suggest you go there and tell them that Trevor said, "What's up?" So thank you for listening to that commercial, and you guys, stay tuned. Go visit Paul and tell him hi. Chadwick Boseman. Chadwick Boseman, or Chadwick Aaron Boseman, was born November 29th, 1976, and died August 28th, 2020. Was an American actor. After studying directing at Howard University, he landed his first major role as a series regular in Persons Unknown. Boseman's breakthrough performance came as a baseball player, Jackie Robinson, in the biographical film 42. He continued to portray historical figures, starring in Get On Up as singer James Brown and Marshall as Supreme Court Justice Thurgood Marshall. Boseman achieved international fame for playing superhero Black Panther in the Marvel Cinematic Universe from 2016 to 2019. Wow. He appeared in four MCU films, including an Epionis 2018 film that earned him an NAACP Image Award for Outstanding Actor in Motion Picture and Screen Actors Guild Award for Outstanding Performance by a Cast in a Motion Picture. As the first Black actor to headline an MCU film, Boseman was also named 2018 Time 100. His final film, Ma Rainey's Black Bottom, is scheduled to be released posthumously. In 2016, he was diagnosed with colon cancer. Boseman kept his condition private, continuing to act while receiving treatment. Following a four-year battle, he died in 2020 with complications related to the illness. Very early stages. I believe he was the age of 42 when he died, which is kind of interesting if he's at the age of 42, because he played in the movie 42 and stuff like that. His career... acted on stage in multiple productions, winning an AUDELCO award. I can't even pronounce that. In 2002, he has also directed and wrote plays, part of the hip-hop theater movement. His playwriting included Rhyme Deferred, co-writer and performer, and Hieroglyphic, Graffiti. Bozeman's script for Deep Azure was commissioned by the Congo Square Theater Company in Chicago and was nominated for a 2006 Joseph Jefferson Award from New York. He directed a number of theater productions and produced the short film Blood Over the Broken Pond in 2007, which was honored at the 2008 Hollywood Black Film Festival. He was in Third Watch. He co-starred with Michael B. Jordan in Black Panther. His breakthrough role was 42 starring as Jackie Robinson. He played as T'Challa, Black Panther, with Captain America Civil War. Then he went on to Black Panther and played T'Challa again. It was a real interesting story that I've kind of caught my eye on Facebook and YouTube, is that he couldn't go into school. So Denzel Washington did a sponsorship with him and ended up paying for his scholarship to get into acting classes and acting school, which is really awesome. So his illness and death, he was diagnosed with stage 3 colon cancer in 2016, which eventually progressed to stage 4 before 2020. He never spoke publicly about his cancer diagnosis, and according to The Hollywood Reporter, only a handful of non-family members knew that Bozeman was sick. With varying degrees of knowledge about the severity of his condition during treatment, involving multiple surgeries and chemotherapy, he continued to work and completed production for several films, including Marshall, Da Five Bloods, Ma Rainey's Black Bottom, and others. Bozeman died at his home as a result of complications related to colon cancer on August 28th with his wife and family by his side. From what I've seen, the actor was really awesome, really kind, really loving, and a wonderful guy all around. So, and that's all I have for Chadwick Boseman. It's just really sad that he ended up passing away like that so suddenly, in such an early age, too. So, it's just really sad. But enough of the depressing news. Gonna move on to other news. Okay, so Dennis O'Neill was an American comic book writer / editor, principally for Marvel Comics and DC Comics from the 60s through the 90s, and group editor for the Batman family of titles until his retirement. His best-known works include Green Lantern, Green Arrow, and Batman with Neil Adams. It was during the run that O'Neill co-created the Batman's villains Ra's al Ghul and Talia al Ghul. His other notable works include runs-ons of The Shadow with Michael Cotella and The Question with Dennis Cowan. As an editor, he is principally known for editing the various Batman titles. He also sat on board of directors of the charity The Hero Initiative and served on its disbursement committee. He's one hell of a novel writer, because he wrote an actual novel version of Batman Nightfall. He worked on Batman Nightfall, where Bane came in and just basically messed up Batman. It was ridiculous. If you guys have not read Nightfall at all, you can catch the comic books at your local comic book store. They have a big group of like omnibus of the comics. So you could catch those, and you could probably get Batman Nightfall, the actual novelization form of it, probably on Amazon. That's where I got mine, because it's actually out of print from Barnes & Noble, and it was printed out a long time ago. But I really think that it's a good book for you guys to read. So here's his early life. O'Neill was born into a Catholic household in St. Louis, Missouri on May 3rd, 1939. On Sunday afternoons, he would accompany his father and his grandfather to the store for some light groceries and occasional comic book. O'Neill graduated from St. Louis University around the turn of the 60s with a degree centered in English literature, creative writing, and philosophy. Wow, this dude's awesome. From there, he joined the U.S. Navy. Salute you. Just in time to participate in the blockade of Cuba during the Cuban Missile Crisis. After leaving the Navy, O'Neill moved to a job with a newspaper in Cape Girardeau, Missouri. I am fucking chopping this stuff up, and I'm so sorry. O'Neill wrote biweekly columns for the Youth Page, and during the slow summer months, he filled the space with a series of revival of the comics industry. This attracted the attention of Roy Thomas, who would eventually himself become one of the great names in the history of the medium. Writing in Marvel Comics, Roy Thomas left DC Comics to work for Stan Lee at Marvel Comics. He suggested O'Neill take the Marvel Writer's Test, which involved adding dialogue to a wordless four-page excerpt of the Fantastic Four comic. Huh. O'Neill's entry resulted in Lee offering O'Neill a job. O'Neill never considered writing for comics and later said he'd done the test kind of as a joke. I had a couple of hours on a Tuesday afternoon, so instead of doing crossword puzzles, I did the writer's test. When Marvel's expansion made it impossible for Lee to continue writing for the company's entire line of books, Lee passed as much on to Roy Thomas as he could, but still needed writers. So O'Neill took the reins for a short-term run of Doctor Strange stories and Strange Tales, penning six issues. Wow. He also wrote dialogue for such titles as Rawhide Kid and Millie the Model, as well as scripting the final 13 pages of Daredevil number 18 over a plot by Lee when Lee went on vacation. Him and Neil Adams revived Professor X character in the X-Men number 65 and one of the creative team's earliest collaborations. Let's see. O'Neill's personal life, he was married to Mary Fran O'Neill until her death. He was the father of writer, director, producer Lawrence O'Neill, best known for the 97 film Breast Men, starring David Schwimmer. He died of cardiopulmonary arrest June 11, 2020, at the age of 81. Awards. O'Neill's work won him a great deal of recognition in the comics industry, including the Shazam Awards for Best Continued Feature, Green Lantern, Green Arrow, Best Individual Story for No Evil Shall Escape My Sight, and Green Lantern, number 76, with Neil Adams, of course, for Best Writer, Dramatic Division in 1970s. For Green Lantern, Batman, Superman, and other titles, the Best Individual Story for Snowbirds Don't Fly, in Green Lantern issue number 85 with Neil Adams in 1971. And that's about it. He is his appearance in media in the Batman Adventures, the first DC comic spinoff of Batman, the animated series. A character of O'Neill appears as a professor, as the professor, one of a screwball trio of incompetent supervillains that also includes the Mastermind, a character of Mark Carlin, and Mr. Nice, a character of Archie Goodwin. The professor is depicted as a tall, pipe-smoking genius who often gets lost in his own thoughts. And that is for Dennis O'Neill. That's all I have for this episode. Sorry for the depressing news. And I wanted to get you guys to understand the life and awesome good times of Dennis O'Neill and Chadwick Boseman. I recently posted on my Facebook page, on Everything Geekdom's Facebook page, that there's a lot of things to come. There's big announcements. One of the big announcements is that I've been going through some mental evolutions, I'd like to say, mental transformations. There's a lot of things that happen that were life impeding and life impacting for me. And some of them are struggles, some of them are ups, some of them are downs. I am here to say that I have evolved and transformed into some new person. The old Trevor's no longer there, but I'm going to continue to do podcast episodes nonstop for you guys. I am currently going to be working on my Twitch channel, and it is Ties of Blood on Twitch or tiesofblood.tv, twitch.tv. But you can go to Twitch and type in Ties of Blood. You'll see my beautiful face and my current girlfriend, Harley, shout out to her, is doing a Twitch channel as well. I'm pretty sure she will appear on one of these podcast episodes once I can convince her beautiful awesomeness to get on here and do this with me. And we'll have some fun. But she is also on there. She is Markiplier fan 94 or 8494. Markiplier fan 8494. So give her a follow. Give me a follow. Like always, this podcast. Subscribe to it. Go to my Facebook page. Subscribe to Everything Geekdom at the Facebook page so you can get updates on what's going on in movies, games, and this episode updates. So, and thank you very much. You guys have been lovely. You guys are great listeners. I appreciate you guys listening to my stuff and dealing with my craziness at times. So you guys are wonderful. Remember to be excellent to each other.